from the moment you began worshiping me. I did what I promised I would do. I began inhabiting your praises. Again, I am telling you, from the moment you began to worship me, I began inhabiting your praises. There is an acceleration of what I am doing in you in this conference. What I am prepared to do and have begun doing is different in this conference than any other. It's because the time is so short. I see what is coming within this country and the rest of the world. I see it in a way that you do not. The time is short. And I am working, even now, at an accelerated pace to bring about in you the transformation I have determined for this time. Long before this day came, I began moving on the hearts and minds of many people to be here for this conference. Many received what I was doing, and they are here. Others are coming. But there are many who were not sensitive to what I was doing, or they ignored what I said to them, and they are not here. This does not mean that they are out of my grace. It just means that the work that I have intended to do collectively in this conference, they will not experience. There is a spiritual move that has begun in this service, unlike any first service in previous conferences. And I say to you, open your heart and your mind to receive what it is I am doing, if you will. Then by the time this week is over, there will be a transformation in you that will last permanently. For I am working to bring about the remnant of my church that will be warriors for my kingdom and tear down the strongholds of the enemy so that my glory can be released through them in a way this world has not seen. I do not lose. I only win. And my kingdom is a kingdom of victory. And my Son has given that victory to you. You have more authority in this world than you understand. And by the time this week is over, you will understand it more than what you do right now. For I said in my word that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And that is exactly what I mean. I am raising you up, and I am ministering to you at the level that you receive from me. And when this week is over, you will return back to your communities, and you will carry with you that which you have received from me in this conference. You will be different. So every service, every single moment of every service, come here expecting to receive mightily from me. Do not take these times lightly, but come here knowing that you are going to have fellowship in my presence. I am well pleased with what has begun. And I tell you now, I am looking forward to do my great and mighty work in your lives. This will be a week of permanent transformation if you will receive it from me, says the Lord.